This is AP News Minute. Top Democrats are criticizing President Trump for taking a malaria drug that he's promoted to treat COVID-19. Doctors say hydroxychloroquine can have potentially fatal side effects. Texas is allowing more businesses to reopen as it lifts coronavirus restrictions. Bars, child daycare centers, and zoos were all told they can open their doors once again. South Korean high schools are going through a final coronavirus cleaning. Senior students return to school on Wednesday, while other grades start coming back later this month. Florida Republican Marco Rubio is now chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He's set to oversee a key vote on the nomination of Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to be Director of National Intelligence.